This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. If you're looking for a way to converse with kids about COVID-19, you might want to consider a new book titled, Has Anyone Seen Normal? This is a coronavirus tale by Ace and Lacey Stryker. The family lives in El Dorado Hills outside of Sacramento. They're on the phone, and their book is our uplift today. Hi, Ace. Hi, Lacey.
Hi,
hey,
how are
thank
you?
Thank you for having us.
Glad to have you both on. So, Lacey, in your story, a young girl's world is upside down because Normal is missing. They don't know where he's gone.
And yes, exactly.
This is a story we all know something about. So how's it been for your family during this time?
I think we're settling in fairly well. We still have what I would call emotional outbursts that seem outrageous, but we're trying to have a little more compassion for those because we all are experiencing them. But so, the first few weeks were, you know, kind of touch and go. Everyone kept wondering when they're going to school. Why can't we go to those playgrounds? Why can't we go to the library? But they're kind of just settling into this is the way it is for now.
Ace, tell the story about how this story began. Lacey had an idea, I guess, right?
Yeah, sort of. We were hanging out in the kitchen one day. This was early on, and Lacey was kind of talking about how our routine has fallen apart, and we used to do, you know, school at this time of day, and, you know, the soccer practice here and piano there, and you know, everything had kind of gone all topsy-turvy, and I made an offhanded comment, you know, well, normal's dead. Let's figure out what the new normal looks like. And our 9-year-old, you know, happened to be there and was sort of half listening. He said, normal's dead? Who's normal? And we thought it was kind of funny. And Lacey really took that idea and ran with it. She thought, oh, that'd be, you know, an interesting idea for maybe a story we could tell our kids. And so she wrote down a couple of thoughts, and eventually that turned into, you know, a full draft of a picture book.
So a page in the book reads, and the reference here is to Normal, the last time I saw him was 6 days ago. I remember because it was the same day that guy came to town, and that guy over there, his name is Chaos, and nothing has been the same since he showed up. I just love this. I don't think this is a kid's book. I really think it's an adult's book.
Yeah, it was very therapeutic writing it.
So the idea of writing a book is something that might come to people, but there's a little bit of work involved. How is the learning curve on working up a book and illustrations?
It was pretty intense at first because I was just totally taken up in this thought. And so like every second I'm, you know, trying to talk to Ace. And so he was really good about saying, we still have these kids. We still have my job. So let's set up a schedule, and 3 nights a week, we will just, you know, work until we need to go to bed and hammer out these ideas and get edits of the story and then start on illustration. And so we did that for the first couple of weeks. And then by the end, we were so excited and we wanted to get it out when it was still relevant that we ended up working on it every evening until it was finished.
To that point about it still being relevant, let me read another page. It says, Chaos closed down the zoo, the library, and the playgrounds. Not much is the same. Many good things are gone. Things like friends and parties and even toilet paper. Ace, I think this book is going to be relevant forever because it is documenting the experience of this early pandemic.
Yeah, that was one of our thoughts initially. You know, before we decided, hey, maybe this would be useful to other people and let's put it up online, we thought, you know, we want to do this for two reasons. One is to maybe help our own kids process some of what's going on. And the other is to create a little bit of a legacy that they could look back on, you know, 20 years from now and sort of remember what this time was like. What were the serious and the silly things that were kind of occupying our minds at this time? And it's been, you know, it's been exciting now that the book is out to hear that so many others sort of have shared this experience with us. You know, we're in a socially distanced situation right now, and it sort of feels a lot of the time like we're going through these things alone. But what we heard when we put the book out there from, you know, folks on Facebook and other places where they found it was, hey, this is my experience too. And that's a very sort of comforting thought in a time like this when we're not seeing, you know, friends and family as often as we'd like to be.
And Ace, you keep referencing putting the book up, but it's free, although you are asking people to donate to a charity. But it's out there, posted online. People can download it, print it, and share it.
Yeah, exactly. We it's not necessarily, you know, a business for us or anything. It was just a project that helped fill some of our quarantine time, and we thought we'd share it. And so the back page of the book is an invitation to folks. You know, it says, if you like the story, please consider a donation to one of these nonprofits that's, you know, doing the recovery and relief work. So there's a list of suggested charities on our website that people can check out. We've also heard from folks, you know, as the book has spread to different countries, that there's been donations to sort of local nonprofits in the areas where different readers live, where they're choosing their own, that, you know, holds some special meaning to them.
Lacey, what do your kids think about it?
I think right now they just think it's pretty cool that they are reading something that we wrote and that their friends are, you know, oh, I read your mom's book or your dad's book, and I was talking about how that looks just like our park, or my library is doing the same thing, or, you know, my niece will call and tell them that she read it over her Zoom. So I think right now they feel it's making them also feel more connected, and I think that's helpful because that's kind of what we're all looking for right now, is just feeling a little bit more connected to humanity.
Yeah, and I don't think I'm really doing any kind of a spoiler here to say that at the end of the book, chaos doesn't go away. Mm-hmm. Chaos stays in place. But when normal comes back, this is so charming. The little girl in the story is holding a sign that says, "Welcome back, normal. You've changed." And then she thinks, "But I've changed too." And I just really love that. I think that's so important to recognize.
Yeah, thanks
so
much.
You.
It was really important to us to not just have it wrapped up super nicely, because we don't know when it's going to end. So I felt like that would be kind of cheating the reader of this ongoing experience. And so we did want it to be like open-ended, if you will, that who knows when this is going to end, but we can still find ways to make ourselves happy and help others in our community and in our home and globally, if you can, but whatever the ways we can, but it's not necessarily going to go away. A quick fix is not in our future necessarily.
Well, that's Lacey and Ace Stryker. The book is Has Anyone Seen Normal? A Coronavirus Tale. And we'll post a link to the Facebook page where people can find it. It's pretty easy, facebook.com/hasanyoneseennormal. And I thank you both so much. And I can't let you go without giving you a chance to do a little hello shout out to your kids from the radio.
That's awesome. Thank you. Hey, Stryker kids.
All right. Well, I wish you a lot of good new normal and some nice balance with the chaos there, okay?
Yeah, thank you
thank
so
you
much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. The book is really great, really fun, really good conversation starter. So that will be at capradio.org/insight. Today, by the way, is the big day of giving. Nonprofits need help more than ever right now. So if you can, please support any of the groups that provide education or help, or in many cases, entertainment that matters in your life. And here at Cap Radio, you probably know we've begun our spring fund drive. It had been postponed during the early shutdown of COVID-19. We are member supported, and your contributions sustain every hour, every day, every person involved in our programming. So if news and music are important in your life, and we hope they are, please donate if you can. You can do it really easily at capradio.org. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Our producers, who have been working in the trenches so wonderfully with me, are Kyle McKinnon and Cynthia Lopez. We want to do a shout out to our digital team, Chris Hagen, Emily Zentner, and Helga Salinas. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer is Antonio Munez. Insight's managing editor is Aram Sarkissian. I'm getting there before I have to cough. Joe Barr is CAF Radio's chief content officer. No worries, it's the cottonwood in the air, folks. We're going to be back at noon with live coverage of Governor Gavin Newsom's press conference. So stay well, stay informed, and thanks for joining us.